Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another beautiful day where we can tap into your goodness, your anointing, your leading, so as to be a sweet fragrance. Thank you, Lord, that we are now found in the length, the depth, and the breadth, and the height of your love as a part of your family. And we appreciate that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your will be done, your kingdom come today and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 2, verse 24 to 27. Stay with what you've heard from the beginning, the original message. Let it sink into your life. If what you heard from the beginning lives deeply in you, you will live deeply in both Son and Father. That's exactly what Christ promised, eternal life, real life. I've written to warn you about those who are trying to deceive you, but they know much for what is embedded deeply within you, Christ's anointing, no less. You don't need any of their so-called teachings. Christ's anointing teaches you the truth on everything you need to know about yourself and Him, uncontaminated by a single lie. Live deeply in what you were taught.
Hallelujah. It's so beautiful, you know. We are God's idea. This world is God's idea. And so when we wake up to that reality, we're waking up to the very source of the core of our being, our spirit man. And then the Lord gets us, calls us, and draws us into His amazing love. We wake up to the new birth, being born again. And we start tapping into the Spirit that knows everything about us, knows everything about God, therefore knows everything about us as well. And that's where the anointing is, that it's staying and it's abiding in the light of God's love for us. And I've given a couple of scriptures here just to remind us of this goodness. And it's Ephesians 1. Just as God predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the earth, we are now being called. He's called us. He's loved us and drawn us and wooed us into this beautiful love plan that He's got for us. I love also Ephesians 2 verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works laid out for our lives. And so when we wake up to that Jesus who sanctified us, dealt with our sin in every way, taking it away as far as the east is from the west. He is not ashamed to call us brethren because we are all of one source. That's Hebrews chapter 2 verse 11. That's a scripture to go look at. It's just amazing when you wake up that we have got the same Father, we've got the same Spirit, we've got the same anointing. And therefore, when you look at Jesus and His words, He speaks about the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, He's anointed me. So it's a spirit that brings life, it's a flesh that brings death, and the flesh is staying in our own zone and what we think, and just listening to others, what they think and what they believe. It's so important, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son through the Spirit. That's what we tap into. And yeah, so we proclaim, as my Father sent Jesus, so He sent us, so we proclaim the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He's anointed us to preach the good news, set free the captives, proclaim the liberty, the beauty of the kingdom, of our name written in heaven, and encourage everyone else to wake up. And then you've got that beautiful prayer response in Ephesians chapter 3:14, where we understand now through the word, through the great and precious promises, that our names are written in heaven. We've got a unique name. Our true name is found in the Father, in the Son, through the leading of the Holy Spirit, relevant to kingdom realities. And so we can kneel down and we can say, Lord, take hold of us. And the goodness that is in each and every one, everyone wants to be unique and everyone wants to be special, can now find us full fulfillment as we are baptized with the Spirit, strengthened with the Spirit. So as to have faith. And it says faith is the substance of things not seen. So it's a great love. It's a great and precious promises. And that is all evidence of the love we have in Christ, in the Father. And that lets their presence be with us, and then that lets their fragrance come forth in our lives. So we take hold of that so that we can then wake up to the length, the depths, the breadth, and the height of the love of God, and tap into all the goodness of God that is now available for each and every one. So the more we get into this goodness and the more we see it, the more others can see it, because when we see it, God backs it up with experience. He's a God that is with us, for us. I love the scripture that says He's given us His Son. Amen. Now, how much more won't He give us all things together with Him? So there's every spiritual blessing available there. We return to the family, we return to relationship, and we return to destiny, fulfilling a unique destiny. Be blessed, arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.